Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at the 73rd edition of Venice Film Festival, and today I've got the pleasure to have Love Diaz. Welcome.
Yeah, honored to be here. Thank you.
Love, you're here with a wonderful film, The Woman Who Left. Astonishing acting. But I would like to start also from something a bit bigger and wider, because I always, you know, I've seen a lot of your films, and I always had it on the back of my mind.
Thank you.
What is your relationship with time, whether it's while you shoot or you're in the editing room or you're thinking about, you know, philosophy and history or just queuing in a supermarket? Like, how you conceive and you want to translate time in your film?
Well, time is the greatest struggle in life, so it's still a mystery to us. We don't know if, you know, we're here or we're not here. So the same with creating cinema. You encapsulate a moment, you encapsulate an epoch. You create characters for those moments. So in cinema, I'm creating an alternative universe that approximates our universe. So that's time for me. I'm trying to understand time in my cinema.
And I have also, especially with The Woman Who Left, I constantly sense this freedom, you know, freedom while seeing, you know, what I see, but also I imagine the freedom on set. But at the same time, cinema is always, you know, one of the best kind of fake things that it does creating freedom where maybe there's control. Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do you behave, especially with actors, and how you create a sense of freedom, although you, of course, you still, you know, hold the reins?
That's why my methodology is, I've done away with the convention of doing the, you know, the film school kind of cinema where you do a lot of cut to cuts, you know, the fast thing. So the very moment that I started doing cinema, it's all about emancipating it. It's about liberating it. So I search for a methodology that suits my kind of cinema, that will free my any trajectory of what I'm doing. Like I did with and what I'm doing now is one frame, one take always. So it's a very, very difficult method at the same time, because like if you deal with actors who've been used to doing, you know, movies and TV works, they're not used to that, the freedom that you give, that it's just one frame. They're waiting for you to do the close-up of the eye, the close-up of the hand, the cut away with the birds, the tilt up, tilt down, the pan there, the pan here. So they're waiting. But I tell them, I showed him the frame. I said, this is the frame. It's only one take. If there's a problem, then we do it again, but it's also one take. It's just one frame. So they said, there's no close-up of my eye. There's no close-up of my face. No, it's just one take. It will be magnified. The only thing that I ask them is, go for the truth of the character. Don't act. Go for the truth of the character. Go for the truth of the scene. That's the only thing that I can give them. You know, they're free to do that, but at the same time, we're very disciplined on the issue of the script, the dialogue, you know. I tell them if it's too much, I tell them if it's lacking. So there's that kind of, you know, freedom and control that you do with this kind of methodology. Yeah.
And this process of liberation for your dual kind of reality as a writer and director,
cinematographer,
editor, you know, especially with this, you really held everything all together yourself. Do you find a sort of sometimes a struggle as well to translate and liberate what you wrote down on paper into images?
There's always the battle between the writer and the cinematographer and the director and the editor. So when I'm writing it, I'm the writer. When I'm, you know, shooting it, I'm the cinematographer and the director. So there's this duality always, so many personas coming in. And then when I'm editing it, I'm the editor. And then, you know, I don't want to think about the director. And finding the rhythms and everything, the thing that will harmonize the whole thing. So these are the personas that comes in. There's a battle, but then you have to inhabit it.
Is that why you do everything yourself, so you don't need to fight with other people? Or
yeah, but I fight with myself. Like if like a director would be telling you that, you know, this scene is beautiful, why did you not include it? The editor will say it's not needed. So I have that kind of being precise also about my role. If I'm the editor, then I'm the editor, you know. I don't care if the shot is beautiful. If it's not needed, then out. Or you have to trim it, you know. But as the director, oh, it's good. Yeah.
Thank you so much, love.
Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.